Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
And we start on the offensive side of the football and really just take a deep breath. Bears have scored just 13 points combined in losses to the Texans and 49ers, just one touchdown. So it's time to take a deep breath, get busy getting better. Up front, the Bears got to keep Jared Allen from being the quarterback wrecker San Francisco's Aldon Smith was Monday night. Allen has done it before to the Bears, so he can do it again. Without protection and blocking up the run game, the offense will not gain the traction needed to threaten the Vikings' defense. Their linebacker, Chad Greenway, has always been steady, and he needs to be on the Bears' radar. He's an instinctive defender with skill off the snap, and he defends the short passing game as well as any linebacker in the NFL. In the secondary, if the protection holds, there are ways to take advantage of the inexperience of Notre Dame rookie Harrison Smith. With the Viking safeties, there's times where there's space available to threaten the middle of the field, and at times, they get confused when receivers occupy their territory. Vikings are allowing only 5 yards per play, but they have allowed 17 passing touchdowns this season. Provided the Bears do not create unnecessary gaps for Adrian Peterson to run through, they are equipped to make football's best, finest, and most dangerous back from running wild. It's imperative no interior running lanes are created by front seven defenders getting out of position. Young quarterback Christian Ponder is capable of making plays with his feet, so the discipline extends to him as well, and the Bears can't allow Ponder's feet to become a weapon in, around, and out of the pocket. Kyle Rudolph is having a great season as Ponder's best friend in the passing game. 34 receptions, including 6 for touchdowns, to lead all receivers. Percy Harvin's ankle injury bears watching throughout the week, given his 677 yards and 3 touchdowns. He is instant offense for the Vikings. 10 games into the season, and there still is not enough production in the return game. Devin Hester lost a yard on 3 punt returns overall in San Francisco and averaged 25.2 yards with a long of 30 on kick returns against the Niners. And if Harvin is healthy for the Vikings, he presents the biggest test in the return game the Bears have faced this season. He's gone 105 yards for a touchdown. He's averaging 35.9 yards. And Marcus Sherrills has a 77-yard punt return touchdown and a 41-yard kickoff return under his belt. So the Bears have to be sound in coverage and tackle these guys. Punter Chris Cluey having a solid season, and Georgia rookie kicker Blair Walsh has been one of the best in the league, good on 23 of his 24 field goal attempts, already scoring 90 points. For the first time this season, the Bears have a losing streak. It's a 2-gamer for now, but the playmakers have to come out and prevent that streak from becoming cause for alarm. A home division game cannot be lost if the Bears want to be a playoff team. How the Bears shake off the back-to-back defeats and fix the nagging issues complicating their overall progress will be something to monitor against the Vikings. It's really a crossroads moment in the season for the Bears. With a half dozen games left to go, the Bears are still saddled with inconsistent execution offensively. If the defense is struggling, the offense is not in a position right now to consistently produce in times of need to pick up the baton, so to speak. Ditto the return game on special teams. This team needs a spark, and it needs it now. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com. As always, brought to you by Ford. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM on Sunday at Soldier Field. Pregame rolls out at 9 with Tom, myself, Ron, Jim, and Jay, and the kickoff at noon against the Vikings. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.